أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addressing Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, granted him one miracle, and that was the miracle of the staff. We discussed a few aspects of miracles, we'll complete that today also. One aspect we discussed is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam such miracles which are the predominant feat and pride of the nation in which people take pride in. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants such mu'jiza to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, in which they will overpower the people in the aspects of their pride. The people in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam prided themselves with sorcery, witchcraft, black magic as we may call it. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salatu wa salam the two miracles. The one that we discussed was that of the Asa, and we seen in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, not only did he overpower them insofar as sorcery and black magic was concerned, but they also brought iman at the hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When these supernatural feats are given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to the prophets, then we call them mu'jiza. And when they are given to believing, pious, saintly personalities, then we call it karamat, and that will be the sign and the token of the piety of a person. But it doesn't mean that if a person doesn't have these karamat, then he is not pious. The opposite is not binding. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants this supernatural feat to people who are not believers at all, like mushrikeen, etc. And we call that istidraj. Istidraj basically means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our colloquial terms, Allah ta'ala gives them rope, in that they will continue doing this thinking that they have been given this gift by Allah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. So these supernatural feats are not confined only to iman and belief or piety, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may grant it to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. The second supernatural feat or mu'jiza that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, وَطْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى. O Musa, place or clasp your right hand in the armpit of the left hand. And when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done that, actually, تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, then that right hand became white without any blemish whatsoever, without any stain, without any fault. There are some Israeli or biblical narrations that suggested that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam may have had some form of leprosy or vitiligo, and that is why that hand had become white. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that it wasn't illness, it wasn't any form of sickness, it wasn't any disease by which his hand had become white, bearing in mind that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also dark skinned, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the shine brilliantly, min ghayri su'in, without any blemish, without any sickness. Ayatan ukhra is another sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do this? Allah ta'ala says, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبَرَى, so that we may show you, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, our great sign. And this great sign Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. You're not going to use the signs to amuse people, but the reality is this, that now go to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had left Egypt many, many years ago. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone to Madian, as we discussed. 8 or 10 years he spent in Madian. Now on the return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now grants Musa alayhi salatu wasalam this great responsibility of going to Fir'aun and inviting him towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Obviously, we spoke about this also, that there was a warrant of arrest against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So there was also some apprehensions in the mind of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. But notwithstanding all that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him this command that he should go to Fir'aun. Idhhab ila Fir'aun, innahu tagha. For certainly Fir'aun has become arrogant, he has transgressed, he has exceeded the bounds and the limitations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.